The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 31 new COVID-19 cases today. Included in the new cases reported on October 15 are 16 unvaccinated and 15 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Innisfil, 4, 2 youth under 18 years old, and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. One case is listed as community acquired, no known link. 2 are linked to close contact transmission and the other case is still under investigation. Collingwood, 1. One person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Clearview, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Barrie, 12. 3 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 5 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 4, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 4 cases are still under investigation. Oro-Medonte, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Orillia, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is outbreak related. Severn, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Tiny, 1, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Issa, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Ajala Tosarantio, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Muskoka District, 1, 1 case in Huntsville. There are currently 171 active cases in the region. 12 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,759 cases of COVID-19 with 13,326 of those cases recovered and 262 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 71% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 75.5% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. School outbreaks. There are 3 active outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County. Orchard Park Elementary School in Orillia has been in outbreak since October 5, and there are 10 cases associated with the outbreak. St. Marie of the Incarnation Elementary School in Bradford has been in outbreak since October 1, and there are 21 cases associated with the outbreak. W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie has been in outbreak since September 28, and there are 4 cases linked to the school. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 15. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Aj Tosarantio 224,221 the 2nd of October 14 1,864.9% Barrie 4,543.4 359,124 the 2nd of October 14 2,961.81.3% Bradford WG 2,248.2,182.38 the 1st of October 13 5,150.78.6% Clearview 147.139 5 October 14, 978.74.1%. Collingwood 277,268.3. The 1st of October 14, 1,123.89.6%. ESA 557,545.52. October 14, 2,311.83.9%. Innisfil 1,345.1,309. The 19th of October 14, 3,262.74.6%. Midland 218,212. The 6th of September 26, 1,191.84.7%. New Tecumseth 1,652.1,625.18. The 1st of October 14, 3,902.77.8%. Aurelia 367,347. The 8th of October 14, 1,086.88%. Oro Medant 252.240.5.2 October 14 1,080.92.1%. Penetanguishene 212.203.8.1 October 6 2,287.6%. Remara 127.125.1 October 5 1,215.67.9%. Severn 93.88.3.1 October 14 6,2063.2%. Springwater 318,310. The 2nd of October 14 1,484.88.4%. Tay 132,129. The 3rd of September 24 1,177.87.8%. Tiny 147,142. The 2nd of October 14 1,095.75.1%. Wasaga Beach 309.303.5.1 October 7, 1,303.82.6%. Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.